clabber, what'd that be called?
Just call it cheese, cottage cheese. I've made a lot of that.
Oh, you make that?
Oh, yes. I love cottage cheese.
And Grandma can make it?
She put it, you know, back on the back part of the stove, you know, back there. And she washes it. It didn't get too hot.
Yeah.
She stirred it up and she let it get cool and make cottage cheese.
Yeah, it was real good.
Now, of course, I guess nowadays they pasteurize and all that stuff they do to the milk, but in the old days, I guess to get the impurity or something out of it, you'd have to pour it through a cloth, and you'd say that you were...
They called it strainers. And strainers.
That's how they do it. Now, a type of kind of a fruit pie thing, but except it's baked in a deep dish, and it'll have like a layer of crust, and then a layer of fruit, and a layer of crust, and piled up
that's
like
a cobbler.
Like that. Oh. They'd take milk, and they'd sweeten it, and pour it over, like,
they called that dip, didn't they, Gertrude?
Like,
I remember my mother
like
making that. I don't know if I ever made any of it or not.
Mom did.
Well, is that what you call like what Emma puts over apple dumplings?
Apple dumplings.
Yeah.
That makes me wish I had apple dumplings. Now, when you eat food that you eat just in between meals, you call that
snacking, I guess.
And I guess what you'd eat in those days, they probably eat bigger breakfast than they do now.
Oh yeah, people back then always, or at least my family did, always ate a big breakfast.
What time generally? In early? Did they?
Yeah, we get up early. I've always got up early all my life.
Uh-huh. And
still do.
Well, did they eat breakfast when they first got up?
As quick as they could cook it.
Mm-hmm.
My mother would get up and cook breakfast, and then she'd call us kids, and we'd usually be through by sun up or the
light. And you mean you would already have eaten by sunup?
And she'd put us young'uns to wash in the dishes.
Oh, well, I can't believe that. Well, we're just about to the end of this.
Well, that has to